This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Lizzie Cooperman's In Your Hands. I'm Lizzie, and this is a show where you determine the course of my actual fate. The show now comes out every other Thursday. That's when you go to my Instagram stories after you've listened and exercise your right to vote. I get the results the following day on Friday, and I take immediate action. That's when I find out if you've elevated or completely torn down my life. But listen to the show anytime. You don't have to go in order. You don't have to be bound by structure in this world. Just do as you please. Also, a heads up to everyone listening who lives in Eureka or Humboldt, California. I'm assuming that's at least 50% of my listenership. I am headlining this weekend, December 9th and 10th at the Savage Henry Comedy Club. And I'm really looking forward to it. So if you know anyone who lives in that area, you've got an aunt in a cabin out there living her life just like on Virgin River, she needs to come to this show. And finally, as a result of this podcast, I am still doing tarot readings over Zoom. If you haven't had a reading yet, go to my website, lizziecooperman.com. The end of the year is a great time to take inventory, get clarity. And you can also give one as a gift. This is such a rich episode. I would love to just immediately transport you into the past. Last week, you had a choice between Victoria's Secret and Secret Pet. For Victoria's Secret, I had already secured a job at Victoria's Secret, and they asked me to work Black Friday before you even had a chance to vote. So if you voted Victoria's Secret, it would mean that I would work Black Friday and beyond. And if you voted Secret Pet, it meant that I would work Black Friday and then just walk away from a lingerie empire. And if you voted Secret Pet, I was going to get some kind of companion animal that I could keep in my apartment without my landlady knowing. I would still treat it well and love it with all my heart. It would just never lock eyes with Griselda. And you voted in an overwhelming majority for Victoria's Secret. I talk about it so much with my guests today, but I have to tell you, Black Friday was not like the January 6th insurrection. I didn't have to swat anyone away from the panty bar. I didn't have to mace anybody. I didn't have to spray anyone in the eye with Pure Seduction body mist. What I did mostly was I walked around with this plaid bag that said VS on it that had this blanket inside of it. And I was like, hey, just to let you know, if you spend $150 today, you get a free blanket and a tote bag. And then people would be like, can I feel the blanket? And so really, I was offering a warm welcome, but also a sensory experience. When I finally got to my car at the end of the night, my feet were vibrating and I was so grateful. I happened to have a pair of slippers in my back seat. So I put them on and drove home in the night. I've now worked a few shifts and I own Candied Apple VS Lip Gloss. And it is on that sheen that we will sail into the present. This week's episode is called Mall Bitch, Voice Witch. Much to my surprise, I'm kind of enjoying the mall. I have like a curiosity about it. I feel like it's been kind of an anchoring experience for me. So my thought is, if you vote Mall Bitch, I'm going to lean into it even more. Week one, I'm going to get a membership at the mall inside the gym. I already have a tour set up and ready to go if you vote Mall Bitch. Week two, I'm going to start doing my morning pages, my stream of consciousness writing whenever I work at the Nordstrom E-Bar located inside the mall. And then week three, I am going to, if you vote mall bitch, after work, once a week, go to the world famous Cheesecake Factory and finish a book that pertains to one of my guests that I have on the show today that we'll discuss more in the guest segment. So that is Mall Bitch. The other option is Voice Witch. My intern who I found on Tinder as a result of this podcast, and I found an audition on backstage.com for an NYU student film for a witch psychiatrist. It's a VO audition, voiceover. I'm not great at auditioning. I think it might just be fun practice. Maybe we'll get some footage out of it to play on the show. So now keep in mind, I'm not their dream actor. This wasn't some kind of offer-only situation. So I might be competing with thousands of other aspiring witch psychiatrists throughout the land. So those are the two options, Mall Bitch and Voice Witch. First, I was curious, is it healthy to spend this much time in a mall? So my first expert used to work in guest services in a shopping mall. This is Anjali. I have to say, I'm actually in utter disbelief that my producer found you. I was like, how many mall concierges are you know, floating around and willing to tell their tale? So thank you so much.
No, no problem.
So you worked in, was it guest services?
That's right, yes.
Wow. So how long were you there total?
Oh, gosh. I think it's almost 4 years.
And how many Wetzel's pretzels do you think you consumed during that time?
Wetzel's pretzels? Well, you know, we don't actually have Wetzel's pretzels in Canada.
Wow.
But I certainly consumed a lot of Tim Hortons iced cappuccinos.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So I am curious. So you spent a sustained amount of time in the shopping mall.
Oh yeah.
Did anyone ever come in and say help me build my life around the mall?
Build my life around the mall? No, I wouldn't say that was a request that we got all that often. No.
Okay. Did you meet anyone where you were like, you spend a seemingly excessive amount of time here? Were there certain people where you were just like, wow, that person is here the moment the doors open and the second the gates close?
You know, you would see the usual people basically doing their daily walk or, you know, they obviously had their routine that involved going for coffee at the mall with, you know, their old biddy friend. It was kind of a bizarre mix of characters that you would see on a pretty regular basis.
And did those people seem happy or on the brink of emotional collapse?
Well, if I'm being totally honest, sure, I'm not sure I would have really been able to decipher that.
Okay. If there's a piece of advice that you could give me before I start spending, you know, such an extravagant chunk of time at the mall, what would it be?
I guess there would be two things. Like, one, don't be surprised by how horrifying people can be.
Okay.
Especially as we get closer to Christmas.
Right.
It's kind of like people at Christmas time when they're shopping are kind of like people when they're behind the wheel of the car. You know, they don't see themselves and it's like they just become the worst version of themselves in an effort to get that like perfect gift or whatever.
Wow. Yes.
Don't be surprised by that. And also don't be surprised at how easily you lose your sense of time. The malls are designed that way, right? So that you just hang out there all day without really realizing it. So yeah, don't be surprised by that.
That is so true. I have realized even in Victoria's Secret, there are no clocks.
No. There's no clocks. The windows are always like, you know, really high or few and far between. And the idea is just to like lock you in all day.
Locked in a dimension where there are no clocks.
And there's fountains and there's plants and there's all this like quote unquote natural.
I kind of love this sci-fi spin you're putting on it.
Yeah.
Do you still go to the mall or do you try to avoid it?
Nowadays I avoid it at just about every cost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, I basically go there to return items.
Thank you so much, Anjali.
Also, I wanted to know, if I go out for this role, if you vote Voice Witch, how can I really nail my audition? I got to talk to a consummate professional, a voiceover actor named Andy.
Are you seriously the voice of TurboTax?
I am. So I did a TurboTax this past year, and I did the David Attenborough National Geographic impression. And so it was like, every year humans face the annual ritual of filing taxes. It was that. So I was on Spotify for TurboTax this past year.
Oh my God, goodness. Okay, but you don't actually work with TurboTax, do you?
No. Oh. So, you know, you can, once you've done a commercial, you can say, I am a trusted voice of TurboTax, but I'm not the trusted voice of TurboTax.
Right, okay. Because
I don't know if they have one.
Well, the only time I worked with them, I got audited, but we're cool. So can you give me some pointers for a voiceover audition?
Just for voiceover auditioning?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So number one, voice acting is just acting. So the same skills apply and maybe are even a little more challenging because you don't have the advantage of your facial expressions and body language.
Okay.
So understanding the story that you're trying to tell via the script, whether, you know, even a commercial is a story. You know, who are you and who are you talking to? And what is the whole purpose of this thing anyway? So surprisingly, it's a lot less of making the words pretty, like you would imagine, like a movie trailer might do.
Okay.
And a lot more of meaning what you say and making it sound like it's not written down, which is the challenge.
Do you always have your blinker on?
that's so funny. No, I just had it on. I was turning.
I thought you were going to say, and always leave your blinker on.
And always leave your blinker on. I can't believe that was coming through.
Wait. okay. So if I'm playing a witch, so a role of a witch psychiatrist, should I give them different options? Should I give them, you know, or do you usually just send in one thing?
So I would do different options, especially for a character.
Okay.
And so a witch psychiatrist, and of course it would help. And clients don't always give you everything you want, but it would help if you knew the whole story. You know, what kind of witch? You know, is this the green-faced Wicked Witch of the East from The Wizard of Oz? You know, one of those Halloween-y kind of witches? Or is this kind of like, you know, is it a modern-day witch? You know, like we're, right. You know, just one of those ladies that walks around L.A. with crystals, you know, that kind of witch, you know, or somewhere in between. So I would, you know, I would start off on take one with just the most cartoony witch that you could ever do.
Okay.
And then dial it back a little bit. And then at the end, maybe it sound almost like a normal person with just a little bit of evil back there in the back of it.
How would you do a cartoony witch?
Well, you know, the Wizard of Oz witch, he said, well, my pretties, and your little dog, too. You know, one of those where you're just 100%, 150%.
I'm begging you now, don't look this up, because now I'm realizing I have competition.
But I think on the third take, I would be like, normal lady, but I'm going to cook you in an oven. If I get the chance, that kind of just a little bit of psychosis behind it.
Okay.
You know, maybe wild-eyed.
Let's use the line, if I could, I'd take my broom straight to the Cheesecake Factory.
Are you asking me to read that?
Yeah.
If I could, I'd take my broom straight to the Cheesecake Factory.
Wow. Andy. You're blowing my mind here. Okay. The first one you would do like that. And then what's the, how would you do that wild-eyed psychosis?
Let's see. So if I just said it normally, I'd say, well, if I could, I'd take my broom straight to the Cheesecake Factory. But if we're going to be a little crazier, then it's kind of like, I don't know, you got to kind of get a crazy grin on your face, raise your eyebrows up a bit, because all of that comes through in the read.
Wow.
So if I could, I'd take my broom straight to the Cheesecake Factory.
Now, facial expressions. Okay.
Evil chuckle in the back.
So that stuff comes through. What if I paint my face green? Will that come through?
That will not come through, sadly, but it may come through in your attitude.
Andy, you've been an incredible expert. Thank you so much for doing that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Before I bring on my phenomenal guests, I have to tell you, we did receive a surprise phone call while I was looking something up on my phone, and I couldn't leave it in the show for legal purposes, but rest assured, you would not have wanted to hear this. It was a boring conversation regarding a paycheck. So without further rambling, here are my guests. Okay, I am actually brimming with excitement over my guests today. I have John Early from Netflix's The Characters, Search Party, a new hilarious show called Would It Kill You to Laugh, 30 Rock. What if I was like, and that's it? And
I mean, that's about it. So those much are the more. Essential ones.
There's so much more. And Gordon Landenberger, who is a phenomenal artist.
Thank you.
And he just starts sobbing. Like, this is the first time he's ever heard it. I'm like, no, Gordon, take this in. And Builder.
Thank you, yes.
And billionaire.
And billionaire?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We have our first billionaire builder on the show. He's also in the incredible short Bruno and Rachel, which you're both in, which is one of my favorite things in the world.
Wait, what's Bruno?
Oh, I know. My trip to Spain.
Oh,
I love that. My character's name is Bruno.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
I did a little sleuthing this morning.
I love that you sleuthed that.
I love research.
Yeah.
And they're my two favorite roommates in the world.
Yeah, we're roommates. I told her we're roommates. In the old sense.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to tell you. So I've been wanting to actually get in touch with you, John. And I've been so ashamed that I didn't finish a book. So we did a show together outside at a bar.
No, I remember being particular. I hadn't performed in a long time. And I had like one well tequila. And I remember being like, it's you and me, baby, till the end. Like, I was like so coked out or something. It was, but I remember recommending like 16 books.
Can I tell you something? I actually needed that warm reception.
Okay, good.
I really did. And you had a hilarious joke about Ruth Bader Ginsburg that I now can't remember. But
and you have the impression which Gordon showed me.
Oh, right.
Truly, the best impression of all time.
I mean, my cameo dried up when she died.
No.
That was all I had. I'm like, or I'll wish someone happy birthday as Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah,
from the grave.
You should keep going.
Now, I feel like enough time has passed.
Now more than ever. Sorry, but what book?
Oh,
what book?
But so you were like, Lizzie, you would love this book. It's by the screenwriter who wrote Map to the Stars.
Yes, Map to the Stars.
I loved the movie, by the way.
Yeah, yes.
And that guy, I read about him. He was like a chauffeur in Beverly Hills.
It's a true story. I mean, you know, it started as a true story. Yeah. He's Robert Pattinson in that movie.
Cool.
He was at the Beverly Hills Hotel. He was the chauffeur.
Oh. And he had a map. And he had the map of Beverly Hills tattooed on his hand.
Yes.
So you told me to get a book called The Marvel Universe.
Yes.
I drove to West Hollywood. I got it. It was signed. And because I like respect you and like adore you, like with the entire depths of my being, I was like, I'm going to read this. Like, I can't wait.
Oh my God. It's long.
First, it's really long.
It's really long. I'm so sorry.
No, for some reason, I started reading it and then something would come up in my life and I would go back to it and it was as though like, I was building furniture without instruction. Like, I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah,
I know.
Or, like, getting a text message from a stranger. I felt like I was reading a text message from a stranger.
She's like, where are you? We're outside Shoney's.
Gordon, did you read the book?
I read the Marvel Universe.
Okay.
The Bruce Wagner book.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're talking about Bruce Wagner.
Gordon's but like I could in see one being.
Yeah, yeah. One afternoon. No, it took me a while. It's a long book, but okay. It's worth it.
Okay.
It's worth sticking with it.
But I can't imagine being like stepping away from it for so long because it is an intricate web.
And you understand. Yeah. And then I was like, I didn't want to disappoint you. And of course, now you're like, I totally forgot about this. And now
the resentments are swelling up.
It's okay. I can feel it.
No, Lizzie, you shan't worry. Okay. Do not worry. One day you'll be sick.
One day I'll be sick.
And you'll have to you'll read it.
And I'll be.
There's no rush. And also, you don't even have to read it.
No, on my deathbed. Can I do something crazy? I heard that when you die, the hearing is the last sense.
Wow.
To go.
Wow.
I just Googled this because I had a call back for my mammogram and I started spinning out of control. I was like, I got a call back.
No.
And it was just because that's I have, so like, not to brag, dense breasts. So they couldn't, like, see everything. So it was like.
Let me guess, they charge you. Did they charge you for the callback?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, did they really?
Well, actually.
I'm curious.
I have to say, the whole thing with getting my mammogram was a crazy thing. I lost my health insurance and I just switched to Medicare. And then it took months. And my family has that, like, gene, that BRCA gene. So I'm supposed to get it checked constantly.
Yeah.
And so all this time passed, and then finally they're like, you have to come back. And when I got it done, the woman, like, walked me out, and I knew she didn't say it to everyone. She goes, if you get a call back, and I was like, yeah. Okay. She's like, don't wear that outfit.
Oh, my God. Imagine only being able to hear.
Yeah, so like, people around you are going, yeah, he's feeling this way. And you're like, no, I'm not.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, and people kind of tenderly touching your toes, like, are you—
Oh, God. Is he? Yeah.
Like, I feel like people always do that. Like, they think they're suddenly allowed to, like, touch you like an animal when you're...
Yeah.
Like,
have you ever been in the room as someone's died?
Do you know what? I was actually in the room when my grandmother died.
You were too.
Same. And this is very embarrassing. It's something I have been so embarrassed about for a while, but I did...
Do I know this?
I did, like, briefly, like, rest my hand on her, like... foot or what? Something. She was covered in blankets, but I was like, I was just like, we were all sitting around. It was like a tight living room. And I like, and I think about it all. I can't believe I'm talking about this on
this
a podcast.
Wild.
But yeah, I just like, we were talking. She had passed. It was like a very intense experience. And then I found myself resting my hand on her foot.
On her death.
And I caught my cousin like look at my hand and I was like, oh my God. And I pulled it away.
That's so beautiful though. Like, is that because you would... When she was alive, like, were you affectionate with her like
not
that?
Not really.
Yeah.
Not, no.
Yeah.
I mean, we would hug and greet each other, but, like, I would never touch her foot.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that has to do with, because I did this. This is what when my grandmother was dying, I held her hand and I slid her watch onto my wrist. I literally robbed my grandmother. I don't know what possessed me to do it, but it was like had an elastic kind of like silver last stretchy band. I went like this. But it felt like a transmission of energy.
Yeah.
And that kind of like can't be created or destroyed. So let's just like a lightning strike, like put it in me.
Yeah.
So I take it on.
What was it like?
And
seeing life leave her body. I'm sorry.
I actually felt I did feel something and I could tell the moment where it was just like gone.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even, it was just like turning off a faucet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like really gentle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gentle. Yeah.
We just watched the George Harrison documentary because I wasn't kidding when I said I had Beatlemania.
Oh my God.
And there's like a Martin Scorsese George Harrison documentary that is really amazing.
Okay.
And his wife talks about when he died. What did she say? She's like, it's like the end of the documentary. She's like,
he lit up the room.
Yeah. She's like, he lit up the room. I mean, that's it, basically.
Yeah,
she's just
incredible.
Like, she's like letting it be kind of, she's like, you can.
It's vague.
Yeah,
and
she's
she lets
vague,
it be
and
vague.
And she's not, like, she's deliberately not.
It's
like,
almost
I don't believe in it, but.
Because she's know. Like, she starts saying, she's like, let's just say you would not have to turn a light on in that room.
Oh, yeah.
And then she feels the need to kind of elaborate. She's
oh
like,
my
he
God.
Lit up the room.
Yeah.
Which is kind of beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Okay. I actually wish this were a podcast about
death.
I do want to talk about
it. I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I want to.
Okay, so I'm working at Victoria's Secret. They voted for that.
How long do you have to work there?
Until it's over. Like, I basically, they hired me right away without asking, like, any questions.
Wow.
I'm measuring people now. Like, no. I'm in. I'm coming up to people being like, well, do you want me to measure you? And I go, I could do it right now. Because I want them to feel comfortable.
Yeah,
and not, like,
yeah.
And if you need a measure, like, you don't want people, like, sweating it yeah. in yeah. Victoria's Secret.
Yeah. You obviously don't tell people this is for a podcast.
No.
Yeah.
No, they don't know. And by the way, so at Victoria's Secret, I don't go by Lizzie.
No. What do you go by?
I go by Elizabeth. And I made that decision because I'm like, if they Google me, I don't want them finding anything. However,
yeah.
I did Google my boss and all that came up was small claims court.
Oh, no. That's all.
It was like the city versus or like Marvin versus. Like there was more than one listing.
Yeah.
So one of the options at work is like we can wear a corset with a blazer.
A corset with a blazer? Wait.
Just a corset?
Under blazer.
Yeah.
Over.
Yeah.
Like if you want to start incorporating the lingerie like into your.
Right.
Like,
it counts as
you
a top.
Should, Lizzie.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I suggest? Corset totally. Over the blazer.
Oh,
which is very kind of like, Britney.
So funny. Kris Jenner used to dress like that.
Ugh.
And I used to work at Diane von Furstenberg. And I worked at the one on Melrose, like, when I first moved to LA.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah. And we had – she was a client. And I was supposed to call her whenever we had anything tuxedo-inspired. And she loved the wearing a white shirt with, like, a corset over it.
Yeah, that exactly. Yeah. It's, like, really, like – it's, like, 2005 or something.
Yes.
It's so weird.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I really do. I like tight-fitting clothing, though.
Yeah, totally.
I like to feel like – I like to feel sucked
well,
into
I
clothes.
Feel like we talk about this all the time. Like, I've never felt cool enough to do baggy clothing. You really have to know what you're doing with, like, baggy clothing.
I do, cannot relate to – I could not relate to that more.
You really have to have, like, fashion. You have to understand fashion.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I just – I don't.
Like, there has to be, like, piping down the sides of the pants or, like, detailing that's right and also strikes a balance with the – yeah.
And it has to be tight in the right – in a few strategic places, you know.
And I don't have strategy.
Yeah.
When I'm dry. I really don't.
I work in a section called Very Sexy.
No, so like, really? Wait, what are the other sections?
So it's divided into three.
Every
so there's
day.
Very Sexy – we have no every day. Sadly, there is no time to rest. No, so we have very sexy.
Very sexy.
Then in the middle is Dream Angels. So I'm supposed to be moving in between constantly because they realized early on that I'm really bad at the register. They were like, how was register training? And I go, I was like, it was up and down. I said, I feel like I'd be really good on the floor.
Good for you.
I go, if you just give me a shot.
Yeah.
By the way, if you guys wanted to work there with me, you totally could.
Wow.
There are guys working there.
Okay, well, too. I was going to ask. So men work there?
There's a guy. Oh, my God. He looks like a cool, like, young kid. He has, like, bleached blonde hair, possibly plugs.
Yeah.
And he's just kind of, like, over it. But he's still there. Like, I feel like he kind of likes it.
Yeah.
And he always works the stock room, but he's, like, running around kind of, like, back and forth. So he has to, like, go grab stuff from the back.
Yeah.
But he's very –
is
seems
he gay?
Like he has energy. I believe so.
Are they all gay, the men?
Yes.
I love how it literally took me a second to get there. When you said guys work there, I was, like, just purely imagining straight.
I was telling a guy the other night, I was like, please come work with me. And he's like, would they hire me? Like a straight guy. I don't know.
I wonder if they're allowed. They can't discriminate technically.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah.
But they can
informally.
But
you have to measure people and stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Yeah.
I don't know, which measuring people, one of my managers was like, and then you're going to put two fingers. And she's like right in the middle of the cleavage.
No. Yeah.
She goes, and that's how you know the distance to do, like, the cup size. And in my mind, I'm like, I'm never doing
that. No.
I am never resting my to be like, okay, let me make sure. It's like I can figure out
how
far away from the chest that is.
Yeah. So apologies for making you explain your podcast to me on air. But, like, are you accumulating all these different decisions?
Yes. I've done all of these. I'm a tour guide now for the TV show This Is Us.
No!
I've taken jiu-jitsu.
Wait, you still are a tour guide?
I'm doing all the things.
And are you coming up with these options?
Yes.
You are. That's amazing, Lizzie. That's beautiful. I can't believe you were like, I will, if you tell me, I will work at Victoria's Secret.
Well, the reason I'm doing this is because I felt like my life was just stalled out. And I thought, what if I just did something high stakes constantly just to switch the energy and see if it changes anything? And weirdly, it hasn't changed that much.
Your life just absorbs these things.
I feel like there's something about if you are a certain way, your life is just going to be a certain way.
Yeah, totally.
I would be doing something else, Victoria's Secret adjacent or...
Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously changed my physical path and the people I run into, and that's affected
that's
the
huge.
Show.
Yeah.
Because I've done things like I went to a Jewish mixer. I went to like an Orthodox thing in Venice, and I actually like met someone... So then the next episode is called Jewish Man or OnlyFans, and I started an OnlyFans. But then they had me shut it down.
I'm so sorry.
I did tarot on OnlyFans.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty low-key. I feel like I could have... I was like, well, maybe it is time for me to, like, go down that, you know, lead with my sexuality. Because I usually don't do that in comedy and stuff.
Don't understand.
But, I've never... You know, maybe I should do that for an option, like start being someone who posts pictures of their ass or something.
Go for it.
Once I get the corset, oh my God. So they're choosing. So if they choose Mall Bitch, I'm going to join Gold's Gym.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, I've decided.
At the same mall of
the
Victoria's
same mall.
Secret.
Then the next week, I'm going to start doing my morning pages at Nordstrom E-Bar. And then the following week, I'm going to go to the Cheesecake Factory once a week and read... Finish the book.
Marvel Universe.
Finish Marvel Universe. And I'm going to sit at Cheesecake Factory once a week and finish Marvel
Universe. Wow. That's beautiful. So the option is to totally integrate yourself into the mall.
Yes. Completely. Like, I'm having this feeling right now with the mall where I leave there and I have that rush where I'm like, oh, God, we were so slammed today.
Yeah.
Like, I'm driving home. Like, I don't smoke anymore, but I want, like, a Diet Coke and a cigarette and be like, call somebody and be like, yeah, it was so fun. Like, I was like, I am not kidding you. Black Friday, the day after, my legs were burnt. Like, my thighs were sore.
Yeah.
And I realized, I asked my manager, I go, do you ever wear, because we're not allowed to have a cell phone on us, by the way, which is like.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I go, do you ever wear a Fitbit? And she goes, yeah. And I go, because we probably walk like 10,000 steps a day. She goes, oh, it's 20,000.
Whoa. Wow. That's crazy in such a tiny space.
I know.
So that's the option, yes.
But what's the other option?
Yeah, what's the other option?
The other option is I will audition for a student film. We've already reached out to the director.
Wow. This is a tough choice, actually.
But do we weigh in or is the listeners always?
We explore it and then they vote.
Oh, okay, okay.
So basically that one, oh my God. So that role is called Witch Psychiatrist.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of the omniscient voice in a student filming like, you shouldn't go out with her.
Wow. I really want that for you, but
I know. I want both.
And the film is called Eyes. Here's the synopsis. Eyes follows Paul, a medical student, as he falls in love with the enchanting Anya, a photographer. Paul's love slowly turns into an obsession.
Uh-oh.
As Anya grows distant from him.
Wait, she's a photographer?
Yes.
Ugh.
You want him to be the photographer.
Well, I'm just like, right? I when girls are photographers, they're like,
oh my God.
You know, there's a hat. There's a fun hat involved.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah.
This, oh my God.
In
stringing
movies,
it up.
I feel
in
like
the
it's like, man, it's classic manic pixie girl
that
kind
is,
of like occupation.
That is so true. Yeah. The camera's worn as an accessory.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean to say it won't be a great short film.
So this says 30 plus, which is good because all these were like ages 18 to 21.
And ripped.
This is
and,
Fiddler on the Roof. What are you talking about? They're like, no olds. No, absolutely no olds.
Do you know anything more about the part?
We've reached out. I have to look on my phone because my Tinder, so this is another thing. For this show, I said, should I go on Tinder and try to find an intern? And I got the best intern.
On Tinder?
I posted a picture of myself with a bloody hand, nothing romantic about it. And I just wrote, be my comedy intern. And all these guys were like, I want to do it.
Amazing.
No women wanted to do it.
Interesting.
I want to specify. I did say I was bi for the sake of my podcast.
That's amazing, Lizzie.
And he's great. He's coming with me to Northern California this weekend.
To do a show.
To shows. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Here's another crazy thing. So this episode, what I was going to do is I actually got one bad review from this guy who was like, she's not really doing the things we're voting for. And I was like, I am.
Yeah.
And we found out he lived on the way to where I'm going. And so we reached out to him. We're like, will you have coffee with Lizzie and talk about her podcast and your feelings about it?
Amazing.
Brilliant.
Did you record it for the podcast?
He said no. That was going to be one of the options for today. And I was like, I just need to solidify one option. So voice, which yeah. is last minute.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
this was going to be me driving to go meet this guy.
No.
I know.
I really wish he had said yes. Can you, yeah.
Not only did he say no, he blocked my Tintern. I go, ask him if he'll do a Zoom. I go, ask him. Oh, that's what he's called. Sorry. He's called my Tintern. I go, ask him if he'll do a Zoom. And he goes, I don't want to. And then I was like, tell him it'll just be. And then he's like, well, like I start to stalk the
commenter. That is so. Do you think that he was scared that it would be like confrontational or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I said, I won't. Of I don't have to record it. I said, yeah. I don't have to record it.
Yeah.
I said, or we can put you in a costume. So at Victoria's Secret, I'm seasonal, by the way.
Okay.
But I think they're going to want to make me permanent, if I'm to be honest.
Yeah.
I might be the CEO by January.
Are you, is it commission?
No.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, what's your name? And I'm like, Elizabeth. And they're like, Elizabeth helped me.
Oh, yeah. And they're like, we don't care.
Yeah.
We don't care.
That's so
by
funny.
By the way, there's also a section called Body by Victoria.
Oh, of course. That's oh famous.
That's famous.
That's been around, I feel oh. like, forever.
That Body is popular. By Victoria. Oh, my God. Who is it? Oh, my God. It's Victoria's Secret. No. Should I answer
I think
it?
You should answer
okay,
it.
Don't make any noise.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello? Okay, let me just tell you guys, I can't believe that.
My God, that was really hard.
Wow.
Wow.
You guys, they paid me instead of direct deposit, which I set up on something called an ADP card. And I go, I don't know what this is. I didn't get a card in the mail. And they're like, you can only use your money through ADP.
Wait, all your paychecks have not, they've been on this card?
Yeah. Ugh. So I haven't even got my money yet.
But wow. But does it ever go, can you transfer that money to a bank yeah. account?
Okay, okay.
What if they're like, and you can only spend it at Bath and Body Works. That's any money you make.
Well, that's all the more reason to be a mall bitch.
I know, exactly.
I need to get in
it
there.
It sounded like when she was like, and how are you doing? And you answered, it sounded like she was like inputting. They don't know you no. do this, obviously.
They don't know I'm doing it for the podcast. No one knows what I do. And guess what? No one cares what I do. No one. They right. think I'm some older woman who has no life,
yeah.
who just wants a discount.
Do you say comedian?
I do not tell them I'm a comedian. Yeah, yeah. No. One girl who was kind of cool, who I was talking to, like, our break room is so sad. It's a cardboard table with, like, a thing of, like, community goldfish crackers.
No.
And then on the wall, it's like, you're smarter than you think you are.
No, no. Whoa.
Wow. That's like, presumptuous. I actually thought I was kind of smart.
Yeah. Pretty good with my level of intelligence.
I'm really, really smart.
And then there's like a ladder of self-esteem. It's just like so. Oh.
So is it like, so it's not like, is the break room sickly Victoria's Secret pink?
No, it's like depressing gray. Yeah. It's like cement walls and then stock rooms where you see the product in a different way. It's just yeah. like sad bathrobe belts just dripping out of the bag and
right.
like a garter like hanging from a hanger, like a
no.
a rusty hanger.
Yeah, and it's all off-gassing.
Yes, yeah, it's all off-gassing. You put on the bathrobes, you can't breathe. You can't breathe. Yeah, the assistant manager had to get carried out the other day in a body bag. In a garment bag. They carry you out in a garment bag.
That's beautiful.
Bag. Are you good at making decisions for yourself? Like, you're just like, yes, no. Because I feel
I
like
think
this,
so, okay, yeah. Yeah.
You seem like you would be.
I'm pretty good. Yeah. Sorry.
No, Gordon, please.
You know, we were
do you want to hear how good I am?
Yes, I do.
Not good. Or, you know, I'm, yeah, not so good.
Yeah.
I'm literally trying to look this up, and it's just a question mark. A disembodied female voice which offers guidance to Paul throughout his breakup process. A witch-like character along the lines of the three witches in the tragedy of Macbeth.
Oh. Very bold. Yeah. Along the lines of one of Shakespeare's masterpieces.
Which could be interpreted in so many ways.
I know.
Like,
I know.
No one actually plays that. Like playing yeah. that like a witch is hack now.
Yeah, 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 totally.
You have to be like, Boyle. boil. No, no. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Oh, we shouldn't save it in the theater. Oh my God, I've cursed Starburst.
This isn't a theater. This doesn't count as a theater? No.
This doesn't count as a theater. Okay.
I mean, is part of you like viewers or listeners, please choose this?
No. I feel actually torn between the two of these. The reason I would like to do this is because I had a voiceover audition that I felt like I tanked, even though I prepared for it.
Yeah.
Because once they go, okay, I forgot, like, oh, I'm going to be on Zoom, and they're recording it. So, like, the minute I started speaking, I was conscious of my speaking.
Yeah.
And then that one was also for an old person. It was for, like, a senior. I was playing a senior citizen, and this takes me back to high school, where literally every play, and I was a little bit more en bon point in high school, they would just like drape me in a shawl and be like, and you're going to be staring wistfully at the vomitorium, thinking about your son's terminal illness. It was just me. I did a lot of rocking in high school.
Yeah.
Did you play the seniors? No.
What, did Mail I play the senior citizen?
Mail on
I was Mail
John
on
was Mail on
I know. Well, Gordon
was
a fascinating.
More en bon. And I did the more clowny, oddly enough, the more clowny, you know, roles where you could be
the good
ones.
Oh, nicely
loose
Johnson and Guys and Dolls.
Yeah,
you were nicely.
I was nicely, nicely.
Sit down, you're rocking my boat.
Guess who I was?
You were
Sky
Masterson,
literally, and Curly.
Wait, which one?
In Oklahoma.
What?
But I was like completely dead because I was so like. I mean, it just
as Sky Master,
as Sky and Curly. I just like la la la, because it just there. I had no way in
is
as
that
a funny person.
Like, tell me, how do I feel?
Yes.
Whatever you're like, well, what kind of man that's would you want? And he's like,
no wait, it's reverse. It's that's the girl sings that if I were a bell.
Oh right.
So
if
good.
I were a bell.
But she sings that to Sky.
I'll know when my. What's crazy is I just went back and listened to this musical.
It's a great musical. We listen to it every few years. It's
really
incredible.
I actually love it. I played Adelaide.
Oh,
perfect.
My God.
Wow.
Perfect casting.
And yeah.
Did you slaughter?
Can I tell you, there was like a no. And someone was like, my friend told me the singer was better at another high school.
No.
And everyone was like comparing me to like an actual singer. I'm not a singer. I'm a talk singer and a belter.
Well, that's what I would expect for Adelaide.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for saying that. Yeah. But there was a scene where we do that dance. It's like, take back your mink, take back your pearls. And we're supposed to drop our fur.
Yeah.
And we were wearing, I guess, hey,
Victoria's Secret.
Yeah,
exactly.
We were wearing something from the Bombshell collection. And we had a Mormon population at our school. And I guess the parents were like, no. And there was some kind of alteration that needed to be made to our costumes.
Funny.
Because two, I think, of the girls were Mormon who were the, what's it called? The some
hot box girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a hot box girl in our production who cut her. She got in trouble for cutting her skirt like too short or her slip or whatever. She like went cut it secretly.
That is so funny. I did that as a bridesmaid once.
Really?
I was just like, this is baggy.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have
I was like, I need to
tighten it up.
Awful. My friend got married and she said that her mother-in-law wore like the sexiest like plunging neckline like, to the belly button, like fully made it hurt. Was like hair up, just like so you could see like full skin, and she was like had a very conservative gown, and the mom kept like leaning over to be like, "Isn't it going great?" Like she kept leaning over to people, so like one tip was almost like dropped out. We have a bra called Sexy Illusions, and I go, "What's the illusion?" There's like no padding. Victoria's Secret. I want answers. So which would you rather do of these? Would you rather start at, so we're going to, it goes Gold, Nordstrom, Ebar, and then reading the
Marvel
Universe at the Cheesecake Factory once a week.
What's a Nordstrom Ebar?
Well, I need to do some exploration.
Can I guess? Is it like a kind of Delta Sky Lounge, but for Nordstrom?
That is such an accurate description.
Wow. So it's a lounge within the Nordstrom's.
It is actually kind of more in the entrance of the mall, and it just says Nordstrom Ebar, and there's like little tables, and you it's like a coffee
for Wi-Fi.
Shop.
Okay.
Yeah, for Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Nice.
So I would just start doing my pages there.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I will
pages.
Say,
yeah.
Do you do the pages?
No. You've done them.
Well, for like a morning.
Yeah.
I gave
so
up.
So funny.
But, you know. I would pick it up again happily if I had a North Nordstrom bar to go.
Yeah.
I want to get more people working at this mall. Honestly.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I just
start a revolution.
Like,
can you imagine a little community?
It would be so fun.
Hey, Lizzie. And then you're like, it's Elizabeth.
It's Elizabeth.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
I had a friend come in and see me. And she was like, the stuff here isn't that bad. Because I was just like, it sucks. First of all, the fragrances are Bombshell and Tease are the main two fragrances.
Oh, my God.
Is it like a store fragrance that they pump out? You know, like at...
Oh, yeah, like Abercrombie.
They don't do that there. Yeah, yeah. It's because I... Like, there was a day I went home and I was like, I smell like 10 different fragrances.
Yeah. Right.
I'm standing... As the face of Very Sexy, yeah. I am standing front and center. So all day, I'm like, I actually really love this one.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I'm like, this one's a little bit sweeter.
God. Yeah.
And
they're Bombshell and what?
And Tease.
Wait, I thought it was going down, Victoria's Secret. Remember?
Yes.
Like a couple years ago or something, it was
because
like,
Jeffrey Epstein.
Right.
I forgot. Really?
Yes.
But why?
So there was some tie between him and Les Wexner, who's the CEO.
I said Lex Wexner.
Lex Wexner.
But I'm proud to work there.
You should be. No, but
dude,
honestly,
I'm just remembering
I just thought financially it was going down. I thought it was like, we're closing stores.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, interesting. I didn't know about that. Hmm. Well, luckily they have me now.
Exactly.
I'm going to save this sinking ship.
Wait, what were you going to say?
I wonder if it's... Well, recently they were in the news for hiring the first, like, Down syndrome model,
yeah.
Right?
She's an angel.
What do you mean? Oh, is that a
Victoria's Secret
model?
Angel.
Oh,
no,
wow.
That's the only model.
I guess,
right?
Yeah.
That's, like, the exclusive Victoria's
Secret. But I wonder if that was part of the rehabilitation kind of...
I think so.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
It would be amazing if I had to wear giant wings in the store, like, for 8 hours a day, just, like, knocking shit off.
As an angel. Yeah, yeah.
Do you ever go to the mall? Do you guys ever?
If I have a very specific need.
Yeah.
But even then, I don't often fulfill that need.
I feel like we go for movies.
Yeah, movies.
Okay.
At the Grove or the Americana.
Well, stop by and see me at the you know what.
Yeah, not going to say.
Okay.
But no, I go there for that, for movies.
Okay.
And then, occasionally if there's a nice thing at like J. Crew, you know, but that's been years. I don't know.
Right. You're like occasionally a Wetzel's pretzel.
Exactly. No,
I have to stop eating the Wetzel's. It's insane.
What do you eat there?
I can't go there. I brought a salad the other day purposely. Like I went to the grocery store at night so I wouldn't have to eat a Wetzel's pretzel because it's the only thing in close proximity because we get a half hour break. So to, like, actually eat something, I have to, like, run downstairs, stand in a line.
Go to Terminal C.
Yeah.
Eat Chipotle. And then because I'm basically getting paid minimum wage, I'm like, that was an hour of my work that I just spent on a burrito bowl.
Yeah.
So.
That's insane.
I feel like this whole thing is depressing.
No,
but honestly, part of it is my life is not where I want it to be.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to take control of it, of being like, okay, I'm not working right now. Let's get a job. Let's just get in the flow of it. Maybe it'll
start,
meet people, start making connections with small claims court. Let's get some lawsuits going.
Yeah.
Okay, so what would you would rather do the witch, Gordon? You think they should tell me to
I don't know, because I'm all for like adopting a fleet of routines.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell me,
so,
what routines do you have that ground you?
Oh, God. This is, can you think of any? I don't know.
Well,
for
a second there was sun tea.
Oh, there was sun tea. I made sun tea. Nothing, by the way, as large as even going to the gym. But I was making sun tea for a while. I was composting for a while.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I was.
Thick of COVID.
I did run around the reservoir, you know, every day for a while.
Yeah.
Oh,
I just
my
like
goodness.
The, you know, yeah. I'm not a good at executing routines, but I like.
But you're in, you,
the idea
in theory, you love routines.
Yeah.
I have no routines.
Yeah.
Really?
Zero. I have no routines.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't.
But you're kind of like, it seems like blissful.
Yeah, I know. I don't have. Yeah, I don't have a torture relationship to routines.
Yeah.
What about
your
reading? Do you read before bed or something?
No.
Oh my God.
But sometimes I get on kicks of reading. It's very like a again, right. not a routine. It's just like I'll have like periods of time.
Stretches. So you trust yourself. So I feel so untethered.
Right. That you have to.
Yes.
Yeah.
A long time ago, I had a therapist who was like, you need to have something that you're accountable for. Uh-huh. She was like, you need to get a cat or like something that you're like, I am doing this. I return to my home. I feed the cat.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
So what do we think?
Okay. Yeah, so we have to come down.
Yes. I want to know, like, ultimately, what do you want them to tell me to do? What would you rather do? Would you rather belong to the gym, do your morning pages there, because you're already working at VS, you're already a dream angel.
I mean, honestly, see you in Dream Angels. Thank you, and we'll talk. But I think probably, if I'm being totally honest, I would just want to do the voiceover gig remotely, get it over with.
Right.
But I think in the spirit of your podcast and what excites you about it, I love the idea of you having a community at the mall, like in a very Beauty and the Beast kind of, there goes the baker, like, hi Lizzie, or hi Elizabeth, you know, like. Like right. The Wetzel's people know you, right. Nordstrom, Cheesecake Factory. I love the idea that they all know you and love you. Let me tell you,
I have an enemy at Sephora because I went down there. I was feeling so peaked. I had to go to this thing and I was like, I have to go there right after this. Yeah. So I ran down to Sephora. I'm like, do you guys have any kind of like bronzer? This is actually like offshoot from like, I used to have kind of a spray tanning addiction.
No.
Yeah. I'm still dealing with it mentally. And I'm like, you don't have to be tan. You don't. Because what it right. does is it just
you don't.
It evens out your face. Yeah. And it, so like I kind of have dark circles sometimes. And if I get a spray tan, I don't have to wear makeup. It just looks right. even. Yeah. I'm like, I'm orange. We know it. But at least the bags aren't there. But oh my God, I want one so bad. Talking about it, I'm just picturing myself in a Versa machine going.
Is there one at the mall?
Position two. And now, position.
And is one of the positions just fully spread eagle? I've always wanted to know
that. Now lie on your back and spread your legs. The fluid will begin in 3, 2. That.
There is one.
I actually checked. I was like, please say there's a spray tan place. Yeah. Please say.
There's not.
There's not one. So I went to Sephora and I go, do you have any bronzer? And she goes, we only have Luminizer. I go, what is Luminizer? She goes, it's Luminizer.
Oh, shut up.
What the hell?
Is that a powder? Is it? Is it a cream? Is it a spray? Yeah. I go, I want like a spray. She's like, no, it's Luminizer.
For luminosity?
Does it darken or does it like,
what does it do? We don't fucking know. Wow. And she takes me over to the thing and she's like, it's like a line of foundations, they all have glitter in them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I feel like I know nothing about makeup, but I feel like that's what I'm seeing on the kids.
I don't want
tiny
I don't want to put
glitter.
Makeup on
glow,
and have it
glow.
Look like, yeah. Oh, glow. Yeah.
It's glowing. It's glow. I feel like that's what it's about.
Oh my God.
Microplastics.
Yeah. Literally shards of plastic in your.
I mean, I wonder, like, really, really, Mike, what is glitter? Using? What is the glitter? Maybe it's
made with organic microplastics.
Just like massaging those into your skin. Every
yeah,
day.
Like
oh my god,
shards of glass. There's no way they're not going to vote for you integrating fully into the mall.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It is the more exciting choice.
I think it kind of is too. I'm excited.
I think that's
for the world.
You want.
I want to join a gym again. I have to say, I used to belong to that one in Atwater that shall remain nameless. It was like an independent gym. They didn't turn on the air conditioner.
Jesus.
And I'd be like, it would be 95, and I'm busting my ass. I have memories, though, of going to the gym at night, and there was one night where I was like, I'm going to go on the treadmill and watch a full movie.
Yeah.
And I watched Crazy Rich Asians on the treadmill, and I was like, this is the best night of my life.
Yeah. That's so smart. Were you, like, you were running the whole time.
No.
No.
Oh, my God, no. I don't run.
Yeah.
Do you run?
No.
You just, you walk on it.
Yeah, I just walk power at a walk. Very slight incline.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah. I just want to like, I want to stay active. I feel very grateful for my health. And it's something, I mean, I don't always eat healthy, but I just want to like stay because.
Stay moving.
Yeah.
Diabetes actually is more from inactivity than
really,
sugar.
Than food?
Really?
Whoa.
If you don't move and like get your blood flowing, also smoking, I think it constricts the veins.
Uh-huh.
So they've found actually more correlation. Some doctor is going to be like, that's pulling, ripping his hair out right now. I'm telling you what diabetes, I don't even know what it is.
Eat whatever y'all want.
Eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. And quit smoking. Get on the treadmill.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do love being at a gym at night and just being like, this is, I chose to be here alone to sweat.
Yeah.
Music. Like, I feel like it puts me in tune with music.
Yeah.
And it changed my taste in music too.
Well, yeah. You have to make a choice. Like, yeah. I never listen to music. Because I'm not in situations where I kind of have to entertain myself.
Right,
even.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What about car? No music in the car?
I mean, I guess I just find a random radio station. That's the other thing. What I hate about music is the choices. Like that you have to choose from literally all of music history every single time. That sucks.
The gym made me like upbeat music. Yeah, right. So like before I was at the gym, I would never be like, I need to hear Megatron by Nicki Minaj. I've got to. And now I'm like, my name is Megatron. Like, I'll be driving.
Yeah, yeah.
No, see, that's all I listen to. This is why I have no taste in music. All I like is upbeat kind of like dance music.
Right.
And it's so inappropriate for like 95% of your life.
I went 3 straight months only listening to Blue Monday. Like, I remember just being like, I feel him. It was like I was on coke. It was a drug.
Yeah, yeah.
Everywhere.
Wow.
I do like classical also.
Yeah,
I do too.
Gordon's turned me on to classical. Yeah. The classical station in LA is bomb. Good. That's a nice, like let them choose it for you.
Ooh,
you know?
Okay, I need to dip into that.
They'll do like a movie score.
I don't even mean that. I just mean like corny, like, I don't know.
Like
the Nutcracker. I'm going to get in trouble. So funny. But you know what I mean? I don't know. I'm pretending I have taste. No, it is good. Whatever. You know, like a little bit like Doo-Droppy kind of classical. Yeah.
You know
what I
mean? Listen to that on the rowing machine.
Yeah.
I'm listening to Beethoven. I feel like it's very rowing machine.
That would be huge. Yeah.
Mozart is like maybe jump roping. Yeah. Or that's Vivaldi's jump rope.
You know what it is? I don't want to sound like a snob. I want to be like educated. I want to like be like whip cracked of like the hardcore like classical music. And I sometimes feel like they're like pandering a little bit.
They are.
Making a
they're
little
pandering
bit, like,
to people
sweet,
like me.
Palatable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
I want the hits when I turn it on.
So ultimately, you would vote which voice?
Do we
which?
Have now? You have two guests. Does that mean we have to come down on different sides? I mean, I would vote Mal.
I think I vote Mal too.
Oh my God, you guys both want me Mal bitch.
I'm sorry, Mal bitch.
What do you?
And I'm gonna read a book. Like that's another thing is if I give myself that challenge.
Yeah.
By the way, I have another thing where I'm also writing poetry at a bar, right now.
Oh my God! Oh my God! From this podcast. Yes. Oh no. How's it going?
I have to say, I'm trying to put together a collection of poetry to submit.
Well, all the more reason, I think, to vote for Mal bitch, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be, like, a rich experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, and give you time to do other stuff that your listeners are voting for.
Think about Victoria's Secret-themed poetry.
Yeah.
I know.
Like,
or poetry. I would love to read poetry written in the Nordstrom e-lounge.
I know, I know.
Yeah. Okay.
That could be huge. Okay. I mean, you could, that's such a, I'm sorry, there's your book pitch right there, is like, like Mal poetry.
Wow.
Like this book was written, like you have to ditch the bar poetry.
I have to ditch the bar poetry.
But you have to say like all of these poems were written in the Mal.
The minute they hear that, I ditch the bar poetry. Another review comes in. She said she was going to write bar poetry. She's not listening to us. I'm like, I am listening. That review shook me to my core. Okay. Okay. So I want to let you guys live your lives. And I can't even believe you actually came here physically to be on the show.
There's nothing better.
Yeah.
I am like.
Zoom would have been so hellish.
Right.
This is so much better.
You said you would go in person or bust.
I know. I hate Zoom. I hate Zoom podcasts.
Right. Where you can feel that there's like a disconnect.
Yeah. It's just hell. And I just hate, I suck staring at your computer.
I had a teacher once who was like, people look into the eyes because they're wet. We need to like, people are drawn to the parts of the body where
that
the
are
liquid
wet.
Is because
that
it's,
wet.
It's a reflection.
Oh, ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah. And I think about that with Zoom and stuff. It's like, I can't, it was like an acting class that took a long time ago. And that you can, because when you're talking to someone and you're really looking into their eyes, you feel like a different. I mean,
it is so crazy that it is like that we look, that we just learn to look into the eyes and not any other.
Right.
What if when you talked, you were like pure teeth?
Oh my God, wait.
It's so weird.
Yeah, that is interesting.
But I guess the whole point is that you are looking, as a gesture of respect, you're looking into the thing that I'm looking out of.
Oh my goodness.
And so we're like meeting here, right? That's why we do it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because if I'm looking out of my eyes, you should be looking up at me. Sorry, I'm confusing myself.
No, no.
I just stared at people's eyes while I was measuring their breath. And I just tell them a number. I'm like, 37, G. They're like, you didn't even look at the tape measure.
Do you think okay. that there's any chance the viewers, will the listeners, will vote for the other one? Or is it?
There is a chance.
Okay.
There is a chance of
voice switching.
I'd love for you sometimes. To play. I want a part for you, though. But
me too.
On screen, maybe. And I don't know.
I'm not auditioning enough to where I know. I just don't have an accurate read on it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
What
and I also stare at the floor the whole time during the audition. I was told to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Do you, what's if it's a student film, is it USC? Is it UCLA?
This is actually NYU.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Really? So they're casting far and wide.
Yeah, they're casting far and wide for which psychiatrist? She have a name?
NYU grad school?
That does not pass the Bechdel test. Oh, we don't know if it's grad school.
That's okay. I mean, that might raise the bar. I think for your listeners, you should find out if it's grad. Because if it's grad.
Okay. If it's grad, can't be bad. If it's under, throw it asunder.
Tear it asunder?
Tear it asunder. Okay. Yes. Oh, my God. Okay. Eyes. Okay. While I'm looking this up, do you want to plug anything?
No.
If you were to be on, if you were to really dig deep down inside.
No, there's nothing to plug.
Eyes.
Except my hair.
I made chocolate souffle.
Hair plugs.
It does look stupid. Oh.
I'd like to plug my chocolate souffle.
This is huge.
Please tell me. Please
they
tell
were,
me.
Who made the recipe? Oh, it's Claire Saffitz. It's on the New York Times. Who doesn't need a plug, but yeah. You know, it's really good chocolate souffle.
And you tried it. Incredible.
And I did it. Vanilla ice cream.
I actually read that now, like, they're posting tons of recipes because people don't want to read anymore.
Yeah, the no, news. Totally.
They want, oh.
New York Times.
Oh, New York Times.
I think that's really true.
I'm sure they make much money on that.
Contributing to the downfall.
But yeah, they're so good. I don't ever kind of crave classic desserts like that. It was so good.
This is NYU Tisch alumni.
What do you mean?
George Du, cinematographer.
An alumni.
Adrian Cater, writer, director, NYU Tisch.
Alum. So it's not a student film.
But it says NYU. It says company NYU.
Hmm.
Huh.
Oh my God, what if I don't get the role? That's another thing is like, who knows who I'm
looking at.
Right, it could be even less of a commitment.
Yeah, you could just be auditioning.
Can I please propose something?
Yeah.
And I don't want to make you make the chocolate souffle again. But if you did, can I come do your tarot? But we could also just eat a square of chocolate and do tarot.
The chocolate souffles, I got to say, they're easy.
They're easy.
I didn't make them.
I did it.
I'm just saying they're not that time consuming.
Okay.
They're really good.
I'm actually dying to read your cards.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would love that.
This has actually been like, I just stopped and
Lizzie, we lost you.
Staring out with my shawl in the vomitorium again. He was a good boy, even when he was bad.
They're like, you don't have lungs, Lizzie.
This has been an actual dream. Thank you.
It's
so
been
much.
Heaven.
Thank
we
you.
Love you, Lizzie.
I love you guys. We oh love my you. God. Okay. I actually felt it. Okay.
Bye.
Whee! Thank you once again to Gordon and John. And now let's fix our gaze on the future. I'm going to draw a card for Malbitch and then a tarot card for Voice Witch. First, let's do Malbitch. Wow. Oh my God. Ace of Cups. Okay. This could open me up to love. This is just overflowing creativity, a new opening kind of in the subconscious. Perhaps it's me under the mall, rejoicing under the mall fountain itself. Okay, now let's draw a card for Voice Witch. Ooh, High Priestess.
Wow. It looks like I'd really have to tap into my intuition and listen to myself to kind of channel this character. This could be actually the witch psychiatrist herself. Maybe I'm supposed to be drawing inspiration from this image. I'm going to say both very powerful. Before I go, we do have some new Lizaliers on the Patreon, Katie Hoover and Natalie. I believe her last name is Baruvka. Thank you so much for joining. If anyone else wants to, the link is in my Instagram bio. And make sure to send me your address if you're a Patreon member so I can get you that sticker that says I voted. Again, come see me the 9th and 10th in Eureka at Savage Henry Comedy Club. And if you want a reading, you can get one by filling out the form at lizziecooperman.com. And now I ask you, with every cell in my being and beyond, mall bitch or voice witch, the choice is truly in your hands.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.